Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Thursday, the 23rd of September. New South Wales has recorded 1,063 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night, and 6 deaths. This includes the Dubbo woman in her 90s whose passing was announced yesterday. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 11 new cases, 5 in Cowra, 3 in Wellington, 2 in Bourke, and 1 in Bathurst. This is the first day since the Delta strain reached Dubbo that they've recorded no new cases. Health District CEO Scott McLaughlin confirmed that the 5 cases in Cowra were all children aged under 10 and suggested they'd likely caught it at the same event, probably at school or on a school bus. They're all being treated at home. The district has several LGAs that have either come out of lockdown overnight or will have their stay-at-home orders lifted in coming days. The Brewarrina and Gilgandra LGAs are out of lockdown as of midnight last night. Orange will join them at midnight tonight, and Narromine will be out of lockdown at midnight on Friday night. Other LGAs in the state that have come out of lockdown overnight include Lismore and Albury, with the Glen Innes 7 LGA set to exit at midnight tonight. However, the Hilltops LGA, which went into lockdown at the same time as Glen Innes, has had its lockdown extended for another week. The Far West Local Health District recorded 7 new cases, 6 in Broken Hill and 1 in Wilcannia. On to Victoria, where there have been 766 new locally acquired cases overnight, the highest ever recorded daily case numbers for the state. This brings the state's total active cases to 6,666, and there were further 4 deaths. Regional Victoria had 21 new cases, 8 in Mitchellshire, 5 in Macedon Ranges, 4 in Moorabool, 1 in Ballarat, 1 in Bendigo, 1 in Mildura, and 1 in Surf Coast. Victoria's COVID-19 commander, Jerome Wymire, has stated that 55% of new cases are occurring within households where there's already a known case. So if you're out and about and you catch it, the risk to your family or household becomes very high. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.